Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the October 20th Hammond County Board of Commissioners meeting, and please ask you to rise to Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Here.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Here.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Here.
Commissioner Morgel?
Here.
Commissioner Bassler?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coates?
Here.
Next is the approval of the agenda. We have one change. Administrator Boyer has asked that under new business item number 2, the consumer's energy request for an easement, be pulled from tonight's agenda. The only change that we have, so I would look for a motion to approve the amended agenda.
Second.
A motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. We're now down to the consent agenda. We have two items on the agenda, and we also have a motion to approve said agenda.
Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorize the county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Yes.
Commissioner Wargo?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Yes.
Thank you. We're now part to that meeting for public comment. Anyone wishing to address the board has 3 minutes, can come to the podium, state your name, and you are on the floor.
Good evening. My name is Cindy Banner. I'm here tonight to ensure you are adequately informed about teachers serving in elected positions. The Hammond County Commission has been in violation of MCL 15.403 by allowing Matt Koontz to serve on this commission while maintaining his teaching position at Petoskey Public Schools. Matt Koontz is a teacher at Petoskey Public Schools. He has served on the Emmett County Commission since being elected in 2020. Mr. Koontz was recently nominated in the primary election for the 7th District. He is now on the ballot for the general election for District 7 Emmett County Commission seat. A public school teacher cannot be elected to a local government position and still hold their teaching position. This is the law. Michigan compiled law, MCL 15.403, which is part of Public Act 169 of 1976, states, quote, a public employee of a unit of local government or school district shall resign or may be granted a leave of absence from their employment during their elected term. There are currently 2 teachers running for county commission seats in northern Michigan, Mr. Koontz in Emmett County and Anne-Marie Conway in Charlevoix County. It is the duty of our local county boards to be in compliance with Michigan law. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to address the board?
Good evening. I'm Lisa Ashley with Bay Bluffs. I have 3 things really quickly. 1, thank you for your consideration of our request and support for the senior millage monies. We greatly appreciate it. 2, thank you for your consideration of the appointment to the DHHS board tonight. We are looking forward to the results of that. Our team has worked excruciatingly long hours over the last 31 months to prevent COVID from impacting our resident population, and that includes our board members, who have been nothing but supportive, and we are still in the midst of COVID, and we are still in the midst of the pandemic, and we appreciate your consideration of reappointing our current board member to the DHHS board. I also want to say thank you to all of you for your support. I know many of you are up for re-election. I know some of you are not coming back. Tony, thank you. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but I know 100% that any community group, board, commission, anything that you're on is going to be run like phenomenal. So thank you for being who you are and for keeping us honest in Emmett County. I appreciate you. And Charlie, I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional, but over the last 8 years, you've taught me a ton, and I greatly appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to address the board? Seeing no one else, we'll move to appearances, planning and zoning, annual report.
Commissioners, thank you for the opportunity. I'm Tammy Dornberg. I'm a County Planning and Zoning Director. You've seen me here before, but members of the public, thank you for this opportunity to present the 2021 Planning and Zoning Department Annual Report. The report is required by the Michigan Planning Enabling Act to report the activities of the Planning Commission. But I think this report expands on what the Planning Commission does and reports to you what the Department of Planning and Zoning does for Emma County. It includes highlights from the Planning Commission activities, the Zoning Board of Appeals activities, and planning and zoning staff activities, as well as our enforcement and budget. We have staff of six, three full-time staff members that include me, Hillary Taylor, the Assistant Planning Director that was hired last year, and Nancy Solar, Soil Erosion Officer and Assistant Planner. Three full-time administrative staff who are shared with the Construction Resources Department. And with those six employees, we have over 73 years of experience with Emmett County. The office administers the zoning ordinance for 12 of 16 townships within Emmett County. We also have an arrangement with Little Traverse Township whereby we administer their zoning ordinance for residential and commercially approved sites that Little Traverse Township approves. We administer the soil erosion ordinance that is a locally adopted ordinance required by the state of Michigan, as well as we administer the Planning Commission, the Zoning Board of Appeals, the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, and the Sanitary Code Board of Appeals. The 2021 annual report summarizes not only the activities of the department, but provides a snapshot of the permits issued, the cases reviewed by the Planning Commission, 74 of those, the Zoning Board of Appeals, 10 cases. We've increased the number of zoning permits that we issued. Last year we issued almost 200 more permits than the year before, and those numbers have increased steadily over the last about 12, 15 years. And then we also issued several new construction permits for houses. So that number was quite a bit higher. It was 213 for the entire county, and that includes jurisdictions that do their own zoning permitting. That was up from 130 the year before, so that number has been increasing as well. Enforcement, one of those things that we have to do. Compliance is our goal, so we try not to issue notices of violation that go to the courts, but occasionally we do end up there. So you'll continue to see that we're working on compliance, but enforcement is something that we will continue to work on. Mostly it's complaint driven, but from time to time we do see violations that we handle without responding to a complaint. I appreciate the support of the Board of Commissioners. I've always felt that our department has been supported by the board, and I really appreciate that. And I would be happy to answer any questions regarding the 2021 annual report.
Any questions or comments for Tammy?
So I have a comment, and on page 6, you'll see that John Eby has been on the board since 1992, and later in our agenda, James Scott is also on there, as he's been on the board since 1998. And I'd just like to take a minute to say thank you for his service, his longstanding service of 25 years, and we're going to be accepting his resignation later on, so I just want to have that page pointed out to everybody. So.
Tammy, thank you for the Coastal Leadership Academy last year. That was very helpful, and it reminds us how complex the shoreline issues are, because we have, at the Planning Commission, have had to deal with shoreline issues that are beyond the expertise of all of us there. We rely on experts on properties that are in danger and expensive. So that was very helpful. Thank you for getting some of us to go to Petoskey some months back for a training session, which was also very helpful. I just say that the Planning Commission makes as many decisions for this county that affect the county in a positive way as the county board does. Sometimes they're more direct, and staff is just phenomenal. Staff is just that means you and your helpers are just phenomenal professionals. We all just come together prepared and able to make good decisions based on good data. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Charlie.
One more thing, I'm going to just piggyback on that. Tammy has had some blocks, I'm sure, in some of her boards, and I think that the Board of Commissioners, and especially the ones that are sitting in the audience, needs to support Tammy in training, because the people that are on the boards and committees that Tammy represents are making decisions for people's lives, and if they're not trained and they're not educated and they're just appointed and put onto these boards and don't understand what their decisions are made and why they need to understand law. So I would just keep saying to encourage her department and make sure she has the funding for the training.
And I'll mention, too, the new bylaws that are being worked on are very helpful, very clear, very important about how that institution functions. Its structure is its foundation, in addition to the state law. Laws, plural, are very solid and important that people need to understand.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Boyer.
Thank you. Tonight you will see...
There's a motion, Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll just say it. I move that the board accept the Planning and Zoning 2021 Annual Report.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. After some delay, Mr. Boyer.
Thank you. Tonight you'll see in my report, I gave you a staffing report. Unfortunately, this report got a little bit bigger. I think a month and a half ago this report was smaller, but we are seeing staff, some openings in staff, so we're working very hard to fill these positions. A lot of new hires coming in, some resignations, and some people internally moving from one department to another. We'll continue to work on that to fill our positions up. At the airport, construction continued this week on the apron project. We did have a couple of slow days with the weather that we had, but we hope to continue to stay on schedule. The SkyWest new schedule, we had that period where we didn't have all of our flights. It's back up and operating. That started October 6th, and we've had no hiccups with that. It's run well. We've got our four flights back again.
Dave, isn't it correct that even during the period of time when the flights were different, it was always the plan to come back to this?
Yes, yes.
So,
We're a little different than the other airports. We have an actual contract where they have to provide these four nonstop flights. So that is in the contract, and they always told us they would come back to them. We had that period of time, a little less than a month.
Thank you.
We received our second round of CARES funds, just over $1 million, and we're setting these funds aside for the future airport projects that we have. Budget preparation is, as I talk about at every meeting, we continue to do that. Pam and I will be finishing that up. She'll be finishing up and having our meetings hopefully next week, so we'll reach out to you and potential new board members that will be coming on and start sitting down and having conversations about next year's budget. I'm not going to take away from Parks and Rec. David, you weren't there, so maybe I can.
Go ahead.
But we finally received our grant from Eagle for the shoreline improvements at Camp Patasiga, so that work is going to start. We're working along with the tip of the Mid Watershed to do some stabilization at Camp Patasiga. The locks is coming to an end starting November 1st. The locks are open, and the locks will not be in operation. They'll just be open. Camp Patasiga, as I mentioned last time, had their first Halloween activity camp out. They had their second one and finished up again. The site was full, and everybody seemed to have a good time. NLEA, David Emmel, the president of Northwest, will be here at our next meeting to give us an overview. We're just working right now with them to help us with our Brownfield Authority. David will give us kind of an overview of what NLEA is doing for the county and the other counties. So that will be at our next meeting, November 7th. Matt Blythe gave some emergency, there's a little typo on emergency management. I just gave you some of the listings of what's going on with emergency management in the county. There's a lot going on since we broke off with the other counties, and Matt's been done an excellent job starting to coordinate just from the county and making sure that we have our relationships with the surrounding counties and internally that we're set for any type of emergency. They helped out when Gaylord had the tornado, and hopefully we don't have to anything like that here, but we want to be prepared just in case something happens. That is my report tonight.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, we'll move on to the finance report.
And bring up graphs. We'll start there. I think the graph really tells the story that we're looking at. To start with revenues, if you take a look at the revenues, you'll see that in general government for the last 3 years, it was at 1.4 million, went to 1.3 million, back up to 1.5. So. Actually, if you take a look at each one of these areas where we have judicial, public safety, airport is probably one of your biggest increases. Most of these are pretty flat when you take a look at where we're at revenue-wise. So when you take a look at the overall budget for revenues, we are on target for our revenues, and I believe we should end the year very well. If you can go to the next slide, which is our expenditures. Again, this just kind of shows you the different areas and where we're at. So legislative, I mean, the numbers are right there. You take a look at the chief executive, the numbers are a little bit different here, and that's mainly because we have the assistant administrator now moved into that department. So they've been pulled out of facilities and assets. General government. Again, a lot of this has to do with some of the law, some of the attorney funding that we have going on, like at the airport and different things like that. Judicial, again, the numbers are right there. Public safety, it's up a little bit. A lot of that has to do with your construction resources, that area, a little bit of Sheriff's Department. Again, the airport, you can see that they just keep climbing. A lot of that has to do with your fuel sales. And then the rest of them are really pretty much right on target with each other. So overall, I think that our budget is sitting really well. The memo kind of goes into a little bit more detail on that. And then if you look at the detailed sheet that I sent also with this, it kind of breaks out for each area where those differences are. So, does anybody have any questions?
Mr. Dreyer?
So, these are great. You know, we asked you to do a three-year. We've gotten it. All the graphs are great, all that. What my question is when are we going to get that big book of budget so we could start looking through that?
You're going to get that in about 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to meet with Dave next week, and then once we get that wrapped up, I will get those printed, and then we will set up meetings with you guys, but you'll get the book before the meeting.
Get it.
Yes. I'm hoping to have them to you no later than like the third week of October, if not the second. No, wait, not October.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
I'm at next
you
year.
You missed that line again.
Sorry.
Some light reading during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Call me, I'll come pick it up, save some stamps. So.
Yeah, I will have them ready though, hopefully in the next 2 weeks.
Okay,
That's
the plan. Mr. McGinnis.
Yeah, Pam, thank you for this. So the airport, you can't call it a profit, but the revenues exceeded the expenses so far this year by about $900,000. Mm-hmm. Now that's, we're not through the year, and the
part of that, though, has grant funds in it.
Okay.
So you have to take that into consideration with this, too.
Okay. I just went to the colors here.
Yes. Thank you. And then, like, the $1 million that Dave just talked about, that second round of CARES money, that is going to hit our budget in October. We just received that, like, a week ago. So, and we may end up with a little bit more before the end of the year because of the ARPA funds.
But we also haven't shown the expense either.
Right.
So you see that increase, but we haven't shown the expense
either. Yeah.
But what I'm planning on doing with those dollars, because we won't spend them this year, like the $1 million, we're going to set that aside as an assigned fund balance, so it can only be used for the airport, because that's where the money came from in the first place.
And when you make it an assigned fund balance, and people look at fund balance, they'll be able to tell that part of that fund balance is airport and not for anything.
Yes.
Because that is, if there's anything that's a source of confusion, it's fund balance. If it's not zero, then why is it zero?
That's why it's dedicated.
Okay, for your outstanding. Thank you. Get well soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, if anyone else has a question. So, Administrator Boyer, I know that this is your first year doing this. You know, last year we had a little bit of cheat sheets and help you along to understand things in the front. Do you anticipate doing the same for the commissioners when we come in for meetings with you to say, this is how I'm projecting, this is what I'm doing? I just want to have a clue of what your attempt at doing this is.
It'll look very similar to what you had last year.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mrs. Pearson? We have no unfinished business, so our next item is claims. And we need a travel voucher approval. There is a suggested motion, and we'd like to make it.
I'll make it. I move for the payment of the claims in the amount of $9,591,240.91 and for payment of the committee and travel vouchers in the amount of $7,413.25.
Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. McGinnis?
Yes.
Mr. Warhol?
Yes.
Mr. White?
Yes.
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 Motion carries. We're now going into new business. First item is PREZN 22-2, rezoning requests for Carp Lake Township. Who will be carrying the ball on this?
This is an interesting one because they go, if I understand it, Tammy, it goes from one zoning, not violation, but one zoning, what's the word?
Non-conforming.
non-conforming situation to another non-conforming situation, but the bank likes this one better. Isn't that the way to summarize it?
It's for financial institutions. Yeah, Tammy, come up.
The property owner bought this property on US 31 in Carp Lake Township, and they plan to live there. And the property is owned commercial. The financial institution requested that the property owner request a rezoning so that it would be residential, so they would eliminate the non-conforming use of the land, which had been approved by the Zoning Board of Appeals. So the Planning Commission recommended approval of this request to rezone from business B2 to SR Scenic Resource, which is what is adjacent to this parcel. Incidentally, the property is back up for sale.
All right. You still want the motion, though, right?
Planning Commission recommended approval, and the applicant did not request this case be withdrawn.
I move the board to approve case PREZM 22-02, Chad Medlin, rezoning at 6990 North US 31 Highway, Section 34, Carp Lake Township, from B2 General Business to SR Scenic Resource, tax parcel 03063420003 and 03062700-011, because the standards of zoning ordinance for rezoning have been met, including the master plan supports the rezoning and no issues have been raised, and the Emmett County Planning Commission filed two public hearings as recommended.
I will second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion, comment, question?
Just a question. Why is it being changed to scenic resource when it's needed to be residential?
Scenic resource is a residential zoning district.
Is it? Okay.
Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Yes.
Mr. Dreyer?
Yes.
Mr. Coop?
Yes.
Mr. White?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mr. Mingo?
Yes.
Mr. Warhol?
Yes.
Motion carried. The next item on the agenda is the purchase Operation Stone Garden Shallow Water Rescue Boat.
I make that motion. I move to approve the purchase of the Shallow Water Rescue Boat for the Sheriff's Office in the amount not to exceed $39,950.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion to second. Any discussion? Any questions?
So this is all reimbursed through the Stone Garden grant, 100%, no cost to the county?
Correct.
Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr.
Harris?
Yes. Mr. White?
Yes.
Mr. Bachelor?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Dreyer?
Yes.
Mr. Woodward?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is Friend of the Court Domestic Relations Referee Contract. Mr. Boyd?
This is a contract for a referee for the Friends of the Court. It's a one-year contract. The courts have provided us with information. If you didn't see the application that's put in there, Amanda is here if there's any questions. But, we have a referee that we need for the Friends of the Court.
Mr. Chair, I'll make the motion. I move that the board approve the attached contract with Kyle Legal for services as a referee for the 57th Circuit Court for a maximum of $36,000 per year, commencing on January 1st, 2023, and terminate December 31st, 2023, and authorize the county administrators to sign the same.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is second. Any discussion or question? Hearing on roll call, please.
Mr.
Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Bachelor?
Yes.
Mr. White?
Yes.
Mr. Dreyer?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mr. Woodward?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Next item is Road Commission Project, Camp Pedasega Road. Mr. Boyer.
We've had a lot of discussion about the Camp Pedasega Roads. With both Brian and Brent on the dollar amounts. They gave us the estimate on what this project will be. The total that we're looking at is $326,300 to do the just under a mile of road in Camp Pedasega coming into our property.
And that amount is only going to go up.
That's why we're trying to submit that to get it done while we can.
So we basically have to, if we don't approve this now to get it rolling, then it's only going to keep going up and up and up, and we'll still be left with the same problem.
Yeah, and part of what they were looking for is if they're going to put a bid spec out earlier, they put that out in October, November. I'm not sure the exact time frame that they normally do their bids, but the earlier, the better pricing we're going to get. If we wait till next season, next spring to do it, then we're in the fall pricing, that absolutely is going to go up.
And our timeline goes out.
Our timeline is gone.
What's the wish of the board?
I'll make that motion.
Yes, sir.
I move to approve a reimbursement to the Emmett County Road Commission in a total amount not to exceed $326,300 from American Rescue Plan Act grant funds for the HMA crushing, shaping, paving, shoulder gravel, drainage improvement, and pavement marking of Camp Pedasega Road from Banwell Road to the park entrance.
I'll second.
We have a motion to second. Any discussions or questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Mr.
Dreyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr.
Bachelor?
Yes.
Mr.
Aaron?
Yes.
Mr.
Regan?
Yes.
Mr. Wardle?
Yes.
Mr. White?
Yes. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is Road Commission Project Road Name Signs. Mr. Boyd.
Very similar to the last one, we've been working with the Road Commission on replacing the faded out signs throughout the county for the road name signs. We've had discussion on that. Again, working with both Brent and Brian, they gave the estimate on the second page that you have of $88,400. And we confirmed that before we submitted this, and that is the number that they're looking for. And that replaces 1,330 signs.
Any
I move to approve the reimbursement to Emmett County Road Commission in a total amount of $88,400 for the American Rescue, from the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of and installation of 1,330 road name signs and hardware to install the signs and authorize the county administrator to sign any necessary documents to complete the project.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I will second, Chair.
Motion and second. Discussion? Comment? Seeing and hearing none, roll call.
Mr. White?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Wardle?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Bassett?
Yes.
Mr. Dryer?
Yes.
Mr.
Hill? Yes. Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the APEX from FIDAR for the vital records software, and I'm going to give you a rest, Dave, and ask the clerk to explain what it does.
Put me on the spot. well, we talked about this previously. This is a software system for our vital records that will allow us to offer online services and also digitize all of our vital records. And it will help us also get away from some older software that we can stop paying for and get some newer updates. So it's a great thing moving forward for the website.
Thank you. Any questions for the clerk? Hearing none, I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make it. I move to approve the purchase and implementation of the software system APEX provided by FIDLAR in a total amount not to exceed $26,000 from American Rescue Plan Act grant funds and authorize the county administrator to sign any necessary documents to complete purchase and implementation.
Support. I have a motion and support. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Dreyer?
Yes.
Mr. Dreyer?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes. Motion carries. That is the end of new business. We're now into appointments. The first, as Mrs. Dreyer said earlier, the resignation from James Scott from the Planning Commission, effective at the end of the year. This vacancy has been posted to the county website.
Chair, I do have a question about that. Do we anticipate that this board sitting will make the appointment in December so that there's a person in place for that seat starting January? Usually the first meeting is January, the first week in January. So
I assume that, Mr. Dreyer.
That would be it would allow for 30 days. So. Right. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Next, we're down to the Department of Health and Human Services Board. There's one position for reappointment for the Health and Human Services Board. The position is currently held by Gail Bukowski, who has reapplied. There's also application. There's also an application.
Can I interrupt, please?
Yes, please.
I recommend that you do a motion to receive the resignation of Mr. Scott.
Okay, we will do that. Going back to the Planning Commission resignation.
I move we accept the resignation of James Scott effective December 31, 2021.
Second.
We have a motion of support. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Bassett?
Yes.
Mr. Wardle?
Yes.
Mr. White?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Scared?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta relax. When you hear a voice from above, I guess.
Hold on a second. Okay.
We're now to the Department of Health and Human Services. There is one position for reappointment, Health and Human Services Board. The position is currently held by Gail Wachowski, who has replied. Also applications from Megan Gross and Craig Lively.
As you folks know, I am the county board's rep to Bay Bluffs, and I hope you will read the report, my committee report, that is reviewed in more detail during committee reports, but it reflects a serious discussion that we had at Bay Bluffs today that was a reflection of Bay Bluffs' current situation. Bay Bluffs is in a situation that is almost untenable financially. If there were easy answers,
Lisa Ashley would have found them and implemented them, but there are not. And I'm not clear what the answers are. I have worked with Gail for quite a long time and known her for a lot longer than that. However, I think right now our issues are serious enough that they're going to involve more of a dialogue between Bay Bluffs and the county over the finances. I believe Bay Bluffs is going to continue to serve the community as the successor to the Poor Farm for many years in the future, but how we get there is going to be something for somebody else to sort out. I do believe that Craig Lively will help serve that. Gail has done yeoman's work and has been an excellent member and board chair. I think that the needs that we have and the county has with Bay Bluffs are such that it might be appropriate to ask Mr. Lively with his business background to help communicate that to us. So I'm going to move that we appoint Craig Lively to the DHHS board and thank Gail for her terrific service. We have a motion.
I will second that motion.
Motion second. I'll vote on this first. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Commissioner Wardle?
Yes.
Commissioner Aaron?
No.
Commissioner White?
No.
Commissioner Poole?
No.
Commissioner Bachelor?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner Breyer?
Yes.
Motion carries. Mr. Lively is appointed to the Board of Health and Human Services. Our next item is communications. We have a letter from Missouri Township regarding the freeway on US 31. And we're now moving into committee reports. Who would like to be the first?
Hello, Chair.
Gotcha.
First was the Department of Public Works meeting beginning of October. That meeting, we reviewed the financials, the current financials, and seemed to be in a great spot financially. Currently still waiting on the micro grant from the state of Michigan to finish that off. It's been several months, but still waiting. So also a selection has been made for the communications position that we've been trying to hire for some time. After our last one, who did a phenomenal job, retired. And we went over the draft budget for fiscal year 23. An RFP will be coming out soon for a new curbside truck, which obviously we know everything is out at least a year. So figured we'd better start that discussion as soon as possible. And we're looking at vendors for a possible baler replacement to pack materials that are shipped off-site. That concludes DPW. And today, the SANE board met in Sheboygan County. We discussed some closed cases that resulted in getting large amounts of drugs off the street and illegal firearms. The team has been working with other teams across other jurisdictions. And because cases often cross county lines, there's been a tremendous amount of success with some busts there. We discussed the current budget and fiscal year 23 budget as well. And we reviewed the current bylaws, amended them, and adopted new bylaws for the unit. And still looking to fill the lieutenant commander position for the unit, waiting on Lansing for that. Didn't have much of an answer as to why that hasn't been filled yet. It's been several months. Discussed the burn grant award, which they received for $107,000, which after reviewing looks like it'll probably get eaten up fairly quickly by just basic need. And we elected a new vice chair for the same board and heard updates from the Grayling Crime Lab. And that concludes my reports.
Thank you, Mr. Batchelor. Who would like to be next?
I would like to go.
Mr. Coon.
So the Fair Advisory Board met on the 13th and went over the results of the recent fair. It was very successful. financially it was the most successful fair I think we've had. They added $65,000 in fund balance, or projected to erupt it. And so another thing that I found out is that, you know, the fair, since it's self-sustaining, and sometimes it operates at a loss, you know, because it's very dependent on weather and stuff like that for grandstand shows and whatnot. And so it's good that we have, you know, we have this years where it's profitable and then years where it's not. So we're in good shape right now on the for the future. And then the big news, of course, was that our Corn Bowl event, which we knew generated $8,000 positive revenue.
Okay.
So it's awesome. It's a big deal. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority met the other day. Great Lakes Capital has a purchase agreement from the former Michigan Maple Block property on Standish Avenue in Petoskey. They're doing their due diligence right now on site assessment, possibly coming to the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority with a plan soon. NLEA is providing support for Brownfield, and Jessica Covey was at our meeting, and she will be preparing agendas and minutes and helping with grants for Brownfield Redevelopment Authority as we move forward. The Board of Health had a performance review for Dan Durrell, who is the acting health director, and we voted to authorize the chair to enter negotiations with him for a possible contract, and we'll see what the results of that are soon. Revenue sharing just met, I think, Monday, and we approved reimbursement for EMS for runs to the Odawa Casino and Hotel.
Thank you, Mr. Coons. Anyone on this side? Mr. Gill.
Veterans Affairs Board met on October 13th. Review of the old business included the MDA grant. And we've been doing some more advertising. Light96.com with internet advertising, internet and audio ads. A slight increase in claims and appointments in September. The office has helped 7 veterans be awarded 100% disability in the last 3 months.
I'd be happy to volunteer for that myself since I have that.
out. The ceiling's going to help. It's going to help with the housing. Last 2 months we've lost quite a few of that. July, not so many. Association met on October 17th. I attend by Zoom. See this is driving me. Most of the meeting was devoted to legislative report and the act. Staffer at NAC in San Francisco, working with Health and Human Services and Judiciary. Court funding reform is still being discussed. The opioid settlement money is coming. Open Means Act was discussed. There's a House Bill 6423. I'll look it up. There's a couple of paths that they're going down right now. They want to make it legible to read the Means Act. Apparently, it's got too much trouble with the carbon equipment. So they're trying to make it very clear for people to read it and to follow it. So it's getting entirely rewrote. House Bill 6423. Julie Kelly, whose term limited, the sponsor of the bill, about remote participation. We're going to rewrite and make new definitions for things as well. So we'll be very clear about what's permitted and what's not for remote participation. Right now, as it sits there, apparently, you can remote participate without writing it, but any member of the board is supposed to submit it in advance, say, for an application or something. But then the board has to approve the remote participation. Any one member of the county board can say no to it. If the person is going to be here, can't participate. So, we're still hashing that all out. Do you have any questions about the House bill? Commissioners from Paul Dina? Do you have to talk about it? And that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Aarons.
You got it?
Yeah, I referred to the written report for Bay Bluffs. And I'm going to refer to it again now. Operating loss of $1.25 million through August, which is two-thirds of the year. And if you do some arithmetic, that suggests that it could be $1.8 million for the year. The loss comes out of the fund balance. The fund balance is not all cash. Part of it's cash. Part of it's physical assets, including components of the building, as I understand it, prepaid inventory and other things. So you don't have 9.56 to spend out. It also includes $3.1 million in employee retention credit that was believed to be coming last year and was booked, but staff are nervous because it may not, well, it's not expected to be here until early next year. And without it, Bluffs has a serious cash situation by the end of next year, and with it, it simply postpones the serious cash situation, which comes from low census, which comes from serious staffing issues. Even if a millage were to come along to solve the financial problem, it would not solve the resident problem with a 50-person waiting list, because it still requires that you hire staff, and staff, to their great credit, have maintained a 5-star rating at Bay Bluffs. And people want very much to have their loved ones go to Bay Bluffs, but without staffing. So there are no easy answers. As I said before, if there were, Lisa would have done that a long time ago. So that's my Bay Bluffs report. Please read it. It's important to us, and it's going to increase in importance in the year ahead. I think Bay Bluffs is going to emerge as one of the major issues before the county board as Bay Bluffs staff grapple with this financial problem. Harbor Springs DDA issue, it's not a committee report, but I went to the city council meeting the last two times. Public hearing the first time, the second one was the vote to approve the tax increment financing ordinance that includes taking money from Emmett County. I attended. I did not speak. I wasn't asked to speak. I didn't volunteer to speak. The vote was 5-0 with no discussion, and so I presume our staff will be analyzing our options. And those who read the Harbor Light newspaper a couple weeks ago had an outstanding summary of the history of that, along with some interesting report from Mr. Aarons, which I thought captured the thoughts of some here on the board and as well. But we don't know. It's a 15-year extension, so this thing has a long tail to it. If I understand correctly, and I probably don't, is that it actually goes back to 2014. That's the set point. So when the TIF, it looks for money from Emmett County, it sets the baseline when there was a hole in Harbor Springs, and now there are four $1.5 million condos in that DDA. And so $50,000 first year represents, I believe, lost revenue that would be primarily from four condos, maybe more, but certainly that is one of the most visible
components. And so this board 4 years ago, back in 2018, voted no, and so did the community college. And we will have guidance from our administrator and legal counsel as to what our steps are next. And as I said, I gave them no counsel. They thought, they did not ask my opinion, which I was grateful for. And so, you know, there you go. The one other thing in terms of Board of Health, in addition to what Matt said, was that we also approved the hiring of an outside law firm, Plunkett Cooney, performing much the way that the attorneys do for Emmett County now. So rather than relying on one single general practice attorney, Plunkett Cooney and its broad staff will serve both the Board of Health and the Health Department. Reflecting once again the confusing nature of the structure of the Board of Health, the legal counsel will serve two different institutions, the Board of Health, which is 8 commissioners from 4 counties, and staff. And I had proposed during the meeting that one of the first orders of business for the legal counsel is to revisit the intergovernmental agreement with 4 counties, 2 counties of which never signed. So it's my belief that, as opposed to the Planning Commission, which has a solid basis, the Board of Health has the state law of the health code, but then it has an intergovernmental agreement that is outdated and 2 counties never agreed to, so it's problematic. Strength Regional Ride meets next week. It turns out that the numbers just were sent out the last day or two prior to going to the next meeting, and the thing that jumps out is that Emmett County's participation, and that is one of the agencies that we depend on at Emmett County for public transit. In the most recent 12-month period, October last year through September this year, 9,200 rides were provided in Emmett County, and that contrasts with a year prior of 11,000. So there's been a drop of 2,000, and I have no guidance as to what that's all about. And, those numbers just came out, and I'll be going to the meeting next week and looking forward to this conversation. I'm sure it's going to be a little while before you and other staff members talk to the 2 counties, and I won't make any promises except to say that it's just big staff will be reaching out to Space Regional. Is that a safe thing to say?
It is a safe thing. We just had a conversation the other night with Charlotte Boy, and we're doing the same with Sheboygan. Just had our own conversation today with them.
Okay.
I think your numbers, I think you'll see that if you recall, last year they had 2 buses in town for those, I think it was June, July, August. So I think that's why the numbers last year were higher than this year.
Okay, that's good. I didn't want to create the impression that I knew what I was talking about here. I just looked at the bottom line numbers. So, thank you for that. I feel smarter already. Those are all the issues that I have.
Thank you. McGinnis.
Mrs. Dreyer.
I do have a question for staff on Neil's report about the veterans, and I don't expect you to answer me today, but I would like the information. Can the Veterans Department apply for some of the ARPA funding that we're putting through to those community grants to get a vehicle? So, I mean, you don't have to answer now, but if you can get that to me or Neil or whoever. But I'm just curious whether or not that's something we can help provide, because I do think it's important for veterans to get to their appointments. So. Okay, with that being said, Emmett County Zoning Board of Appeals, we had one case that was denied. The board was a 4-1 and referred them to go to the Planning Commission. So, Charlie, that's a bluff issue. So we may or may not be seeing that come before the Planning Commission. Let me see, the Planning Commission, we did have 10 cases on our, well, we had 9 cases. Several of them were postponed. We did hear 4 of them, and if I remember, all 4 of those were approved. All that information is on our website. Parks and Recs. Agnes came in, and she had a lengthy discussion on cornholes, so I think I know everything about that. The only thing I didn't like was that you guys were all out there till 2:30 in the morning. So
yeah, I guess
she's,
we got some plans to change
that. Yep, she was talking to the Parks and Recs Board about how to restructure that. She's very excited, and I know that that's kind of all over you know, campgrounds and everywhere. So that was exciting, and I think the rest of the Parks and Recs was pretty well covered. So I'm going to go to the Road Commission, and I'm going to take a few minutes if you guys would indulge me here. So every year, the local road rating reports come out, and I provide them to you every year. This is McKinley. I only printed McKinley, but I do have all 16 townships. If you want those, and I see your head nod up and down, I'll send you all of them or just your reports that are local to you. But one thing I want to point out, not that Brian didn't do a great job, but one of the things that's really good this year is in the townships, they're doing these graphs so that you can clearly look what's a state highway, what's a county road, and what's a primary. You know, that's a lot of times we get those questions, and then we have to answer to who do you talk to. And most time I go right to their supervisor and say, here's your supervisor, call them. This is the report that most of them are getting, anywhere between 1 to 18 pages. But there are some really good graphs in here, and you as a commissioner should look at your own townships, but look at the rest of the county, because I do encourage all of us to understand our whole county, not just the ones we represent. But there's a lot of answers in here for you to be able to answer your constituents. When they say, hey, where's my road? There it is. You can find it. You can tell, is it in good, fair, or poor condition? And then the Road Commission will be meeting, not in January this year. They're going to be meeting next Monday, October the 24th, starting at 6 o'clock with Maple River Township. At 6:45, they'll be meeting with Wawatam Township. At 7:30, they'll be meeting with Bear Creek Township. That is Monday evening at the Hathaway address, the one on the end of town, if you want to go to that. Tuesday, October the 25th, I'll give you this, Susie. McKinley Township will be meeting at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, Pleasant View Township. At 7 o'clock, Center Township. At 7:30, Littlefield Township. Wednesday, October the 26th, West Traverse Township is meeting at 6. At 6:45, Bliss Township. And 7:30, Springvale. The reason that they're starting them early is because, as we heard Administrator Boyer said, the sooner they can get project proposals out, the better deals that they get for the roads. And Mr. Shane, who is now in place there as the engineer, is trying to get the townships. There are 6 that did not sign up yet. I'm sure that their availability will be as soon as they can meet with them. But I know that the push at the Road Commission is to do this now in October, and I think next year it's going to be in October for everybody. So these are out. I will get them to you. I'm not sure if they're online for everybody else yet. I think that they're going to meet with the townships before they go online, but I can, Mr. Shank did provide them to me, and I'll get them to you. So that's my report.
Unfortunately, I have nothing to report. I had a conflict with the committee meetings and my teaching job, so I was unable to make them.
All right. First, I'll start with the Central Dispatch Board of Directors meeting. We had a couple of discussion items. One was, because of the shortness of dispatchers, we're down to 11 dispatchers. We have one going off on medical leave. We're worked the payout schedule for those that have personal days in case they can't take them because we're short-staffed. And we are also using our director and assistant director as dispatchers when needed. TSSI, which is a company that the board has hired, is working on doing a new RFP for our update of our radios and our jail programs, working with EMS and all of our emergencies, and they gave a report on that. Mr. Kuntz covered the Brownfield Authority. We just had a meeting today on North Country Community Mental Health. We had a presentation on co-occurring orders with substance abuse and mental health. We were also given a list of our Public Act 2 liquor tax monies balances for the counties. I'm sorry to say that Emmett County has $633,889 in this account to use for substance abuse programs within Emmett County. We could fund such as Harbor Hall or a drug court or other substance abuse. But Mr. Boyer, I'd like to point out that we are the largest of all the counties with over $500,000 that could be used for substance abuse programs and providers in Emmett County. Next, we met the local emergency management board met and we had a presentation from Networks Northwest, who's updating the hazard mitigation plan, which is required by the state and federal government so that we can get funding should we have a disaster or need it in Emmett County. We are also told that they've been doing emergency operation drills, and they just completed one at the Pelston Regional Airport. Area on Aging met, and our main item was the first reading of redrafted bylaws, and the bylaws are archaic, and we're going to bring them into the 21st century after the 19th century. We're going to skip the 20th. So, we also attended the TAC meeting, which is the Technical Advisory Council to the 911 board, and they worked on some standard operating procedures for downed aircraft and aircraft that are crashed, aircraft that are missing, annoying communications, those are people that get onto the radio when they're trying to take care of official business, or have a such as a barricaded gunman and they're getting other traffic, and also armed suspects. And finally, I attended the MAC, Michigan Association of Counties Finance and Governments Committee. We did also receive a presentation on the Open Meetings Act and the words that they're changing. I guess the best way I could say that is what my grandfather used to say. They're taking the 25-cent words and replacing them with 5- and 10-cent words so the general public can understand what they're saying. There wasn't much of a legislative update because it's campaign season, so everybody is out doing that. With that, that's my report. We are now to the part of the agenda again for public comment. Anyone wishing to address the board has 3 minutes and can come forward.
My name is Chuck Lockwell. I'm from Center Township, and I would like to thank the two commissioners that voted no on wasting $450,000 of taxpayers' money here 10 days ago on the transportation system, and that's the way I feel about it. It's a waste of money. It's not the county's job to provide cheap rides for maybe 200 people in the county, but keep riding the bus over and over again. And I personally know about this situation because I was a MCO bus driver in Petoskey here when it first started up, and I know personally how much money it loses per bus per day. And I think the money could have been better spent on rebuilding the roads. That's one thing I hear over and over again about how bad the roads are. A lot of these roads were built in the 50s and the 60s, and they need to be rebuilt. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to address the commission?
Reminder for your future decision-making, please. You authorized an up to $62,500 facility condition assessments evaluation, concluding about $60 million county dollars were needed to repair and maintain our already established county facilities. Maintenance of county assets are mandated. Mandated, yes. You said you would set aside some of the precious ARPA funds for this. Please remember these mandated needs and get plans made soon that reflect the county's funding of these facility necessities. This actually should happen before considering any non-mandated topics brought before you. You consistently have various groups asking for all of your constituents to fund non-mandated. Yes, non-mandated services such as transit, housing, And recently, those wanting the wheelway restored on its original washed-out failing slope, even ignoring the over $100,000 of tax-funded wheelway studies for other options. Most of the public has been led to believe that to restore the failed trail only requires addressing the massive washout as always pictured with the news articles, as if that image represents the total failure, leaving some to suggest, simply just build a bridge over it. Do you realize, however, that the trail that leads from that massive failure all the way to East Park has massive slope and wheelway failure? About three-quarters additional mile is so washed out that nothing except air remains below the missing trail. Spend county taxpayer dollars wisely. Pay for county mandated items first. Do notice the trail pictures that I also have attached. I ask that Clerk Canine can attach the net pictures to the minutes with my public comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to address the board? Seeing no one else come forward, the next Board of Commissioners meeting will be held November 7th, 2022 at 6 p.m. in the Board of Commissioners room here at 200 Division Street, Petoskey. Looking for a motion to adjourn. Again. Motion support?
Support.
We are adjourned.
I'd like to just board it up.